Mr. Lopez.
Hello?
Mr. Lopez?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. David Neal is going to conduct your hearing, so I'll let him turn it over to him.
Okay.
Okay, sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you can't, at any time, if you can't hear or understand what's going on, make sure you let me know, because we've been having technical difficulties today.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, you state your full name and ABC number for record, sir.
Vincent Irvicachi Lopez, 198390.
Thank you, sir. Okay, you appear before the annual board of executive committee this morning in reference to your committee supervision ratification. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Louis Canones, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and then my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning.
Okay.
Also, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. He'll also represent the federal office today.
Okay.
All right, prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, before I go any further, I want to just go over one thing here. You have, our paperwork shows that you have 14 days left.
Correct, sir.
Okay, even if the board voted to, you know, turn you to community supervision, the paperwork and processing, you might get out a day or two earlier than you would by ending your sentence. So the question is, do you want to continue with the full hearing, or do you want to just kill your number, sir?
I'd like to continue with the hearing. I've actually got some medical issues. I've got chemical burns on both my feet that I got from work before I was picked up on the streets. And the nurses here, they've been doing a really good job on it, but for some reason, my right foot is starting to get an infection on it. And I'm assuming it's just because of the surroundings here, the environment is dirty and it's not as clean as
okay.
It could be, and it's starting to get an infection again on my right foot, so I'd like to get out as soon as possible so I get better medical care, you know? I mean, so they've been doing a really good job here.
Okay, all right, so we'll continue with the hearing. The hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay.
All right, so... Okay, so I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
All right, the allegation number one, violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 633 West 1st Avenue, number 212, Mesa, Arizona, on or about May 20th, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you're an absconder from supervision. Is that true or is that false, sir?
That is true.
Okay. In phase two, you'll have plenty of opportunity to explain. We just need to move through the procedures right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, based on the issue, Mr. Lopez, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he violated the term and condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in the coolways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canones, agreed by Mr. Rittenhouse and Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stand the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
All right.
Mr. Turner.
Yeah, Mr. Lopez was released from ADC custody on 3-10-2017 and arrested on 5-9-2018 by Mesa PD. No new charges noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 5-9-2018. 5-9-2018 with an adjusted CSED at 6-28-2018 with 354 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation 1 year. 2016, marijuana violation 1 year. Prior convictions, 2003, Endangerment, 1 year. 2005, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is his third term in ADC custody. He has a CMIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Westside Mesa, Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 2006 TIS release, absconded for 33 days, continued, completed, additional 14 days. 2014 TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs and fighting noted. Other arrest, 1991, burglary, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, possession and sale of inhalant, Arizona juvenile probation. 1993, theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile probation. 1995, theft of vehicle, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a GME score of G7, V8.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so Mr. Lopez, we're going to go over a summary of your case. We're going over a summary of your case supervision. So for residents, it looks like on March 10th, 2017, you were released to reside at TLC in Mesa. Then on March 28th, you were discharged from TLC due to refusing to pay your service fees. And then on March 29th, 2017, you were approved to reside with your friend Aaron Wilkinson. And then on May 20th, Aaron Wilkinson left a voicemail advising that the offender had left the residence. He did not request or receive approval for his assigned parole officer to change residence. So where did you go when you left your friend Aaron's house, sir?
I went to my aunt's house, which I had asked my parole officer if I could do, because their so-called friend, who was dating my cousin, it was my cousin's girlfriend that we're staying. They got into the argument and she told him to leave, and for no reason at all. She turned around and told me that I could leave as well. So I got up and I left. Up in the street, she picks up the phone and calls my PO, says that I just picked up my stuff and left without any reason why or where I was going. And I had asked my PO prior if it was all right if I had switched to my aunt's house because she had did all this to her.
Okay, so did your PO give you permission to go to your aunt's house?
No, she didn't, but I mean, I couldn't stay there. If the lady didn't want me living in her house, I'm not going to sit there and argue with her.
Okay, I understand. So you get basically forced out of a place you're living, and you go to your aunt's house that wasn't already approved, but you were out of touch for 354 days with your PO, sir. So why would you not make some attempts to get that approved?
I just figured it was going to end up with me back in here, and I just wanted to get some work and get my own place and get everything situated and put some money away for myself and don't tie my kids out while I could. And then when it happened, I'd come back, but I had... We've been working, and I put my money away from my kids and everything so that they're not struggling, they're not what I'm in here. Well, their mother's not struggling to help pay rent and everything, so.
Okay, so I see that you're referred to task for under the color of pink, and then was the April 28th, May 17th, you failed to report the task to produce a UA. And then, looks like May 2nd, you positive UA sample for amphetamines, THC. And then on March 21st, UA sample was negative, however, it was diluted. So that was just before you, just before you moved out of the TLC right in that time period. So what about this amphetamines and THC and all that stuff that was in May, just before you were absconding. So is that part of why you were absconding, sir?
No, it had nothing to do with it, but that is my problem. I do have a drug habit, and not once have I been offered any kind of treatment through the court system. They automatically send me here, which is not a place for anybody to, a drug addict. I mean, they don't give you any kind of help for that, but it is what it is.
Okay, let's see if my phone have any questions at this time. Mr. Turner from DOC has a little more information for us.
Yes, I want to, for the record, on 6/19/2017, the absconder reduction program letter from mail to the following addresses: 633 West 1st Avenue, number 212, Mesa, Arizona, 85210, and 110 West Heather Avenue, Gilbert, Arizona, 85233, and 514 South Stewart, Mesa, Arizona, 85202.
Okay, so do you recognize those addresses, sir?
Yeah.
Did you get one of those letters?
No, I did not.
Okay. But you decided for almost a year that you didn't need to contact your PO. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We would like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If you have any more information you'd like to give us, we just ask that you don't repeat yourself or the information that you've already given us, okay?
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say? Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We're going to be going in a discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves and making a determination here. We ask that you stay on the phone and you can listen to the entire conversation and decision. And once we've made a decision, I'll get back to you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, what is now in discussion? Well, Mr. Lopez apparently has some health issues. He'd like to, you know, get started outside, treatment outside. But only 14 days left, I doubt that even with a vote to return him with new supervision, that he would get, if anything, 1 or 2 days max. However, with 354 scan days, I don't see he's a good candidate to return to new supervision at this time. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members, if there is any.
I agree. I also note that he had an absconder in 06, too, so it's wasn't his personal, so he knows. Get a hold of his PO.
Okay. So, based on all the information, I'm going to 2017W1919, Mr. Lopez's testimony and the information from DOC, I'm going to move to revoke the committee supervision of Mr. Lopez as he was delinquent, violating term condition of supervision, and had lapse or without lapse in the criminal ways of the company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Canolis and Swittenhouse. Okay, Lopez, the board has voted to revoke your committee supervision at this time, but like I said before, you should be released on or about June 28, 2018, which is just 14 days away.
Yes, sir.
And we do wish you best luck. I hope you can get your foot taken care of. That's one of the hardest places on your body to heal, because unless you lay in bed all the time, you don't sound like the type of person that wants to lay in bed all the time.
Well, I'm in a wheelchair right now, so...
Yeah, you're still better than laying in bed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand foot injuries like that can be really terrible, so I do wish you the best luck, and hopefully they can keep you stable until you get out in 2 weeks.
Right. Now they're doing a good job.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. This is what you're hearing. Would you put the CO2 down, please?
Yep.